Hello and welcome to another edition of Crunch Time here at BIMCrunch.com, the fun and personal interview that is the perfect way to get to know members of the global BIM crew. Joining me today is a Brisbane-based professional who works not only for architecture practice Peddle Thorpe, but is also the director of his own company, Precog, a company utilising state-of-the-art immersive technologies. He is also a BrisBIM committee member as well, so I'll definitely be picking his brain regarding that popular event too. It is my pleasure to be joined by Tom DePlata. Hi, Tom.
Hello, Jack.
It's great to have you as part of Crunch Time, and it's going to be really interesting in Stormont. And before I rattle off the quickfire Crunch Time questions, I think let's talk about your career and the various projects that you've been working on. You've completed a Masters of Architecture at the University of Queensland, and that's provided you with a fantastic platform to get you to where you are now. Before I discuss the course specifically, can you recall the moment you knew that you wanted to work in the architecture sector?
Well, yeah, I'm actually still waiting for that moment. out of school, I started studying IT, and then I went in and started studying arts after that. I really picked a variety of subjects in my arts degree, and architecture ended up being one of those subjects. I'd actually never heard of it at high school. And I guess, after I finished those subjects, I realized architecture was, the profession that I learned the least about, or probably not learned the least about, but that I knew there was a lot more to explore there. And so that's sort of what I jumped into after that. And I know I'm still sort of paying for that decision now, but I got a large family. They're all medicos, but they are very, very supportive of me heading into architecture. I apparently still owe them a PWD designed house in the future. So
don't sound too excited.
No, yeah, that's right. Yeah, sorry.
It's a brave person who gets into architecture. It is a long process to become fully qualified. You're doing well. You're doing some great things over in Australia, which we're going to be talking about. But first, I want to discuss the role that universities have in the 21st century in regards to architecture and BIM specifically. I've discussed this with a few interviews in the past, but as listed on your LinkedIn, you've got a variety of skills at your disposal. And whilst a lot of those will have been nurtured through university, do you feel that you've had to learn a lot of skills such as software use off your own back?
Yeah, I mean certainly software. Some of the architectural software is a degree, into itself. And I think I was kind of lucky when I went to University of Queensland. At the time, there were two universities in Brisbane offering architecture, and one was a very sort of technical school, and that was not the one I went to. I ended up at University of Queensland, and they were really adamant there about teaching you how to think, and I think it makes you more of a problem solver, not so much of a technical expert. And so you'd do your classes, and then after class you'd sort of have to sit there for just as long again to learn some of the tools of the trade. Obviously, I ran with Revit, but there's plenty of others. And even to this, I mean, using Revit with a mate of mine, Richard Huxley, who's in Precog with me. We have known each other from back then, and we used to sit down and learn Revit at, 2 or 3 in the morning, up in the architecture studio. Even, 10 years later, you can still find that you're learning, better ways to do things or more efficient ways to do things. But there is that sort of pressure on anyone in architecture to actually go and learn the software themselves. Universities do offer it, and did sort of go back there. Well, I did sort of teach Revit at the university, but BIM as a whole and the software is not something you can pick up in a few days. It takes many years.
Mm-hmm. 2 or 3 a.m. learning Revit, that sounds like my kind of party.
The social life would go on hold periodically, but yeah, that's all right. It was all worth it at the end
of
the day.
Now, you mentioned that you ran with Revit, and you did because you ended up going back to university, as you mentioned, to be a Revit demonstrator. Now, did you decide to go back as that was something you felt you could have done with when you were studying?
Yeah, to correct you there, I didn't go back to teach it. I ended up teaching it in my master's, and in that year a year or two that we had to go and do some work experience and then go back for our masters. And in that time, the university had really picked up on the fact that, students needed to be a bit, better equipped for the workforce. So, they knew I'd been using Revit, and I guess that was sort of good timing because I was there all the time anyway. So I just sort of popped down and teach a few Revit lessons to whoever wanted to come and learn it. And I'm sure now technology is more ingrained in the course.
To be honest, it's a great example of what you're doing of the entire industry, really. You're someone who is willing to share and collaborate, which is fantastic, and this is what a lot of people in the industry do tend to do. It is a nice industry. It's not, you know, there is some people who are negative, and there is some people who may not help, but most of the time, people are really willing to share their expertise and collaborate, which is great. So well done for that. Now, before you were holding the two jobs down that you do now, you've worked for some big names, including AECOM, Thomson Adset, the Buchan Group as well. Can you remember your first BIM project or some of the notable BIM projects that you've worked on? And can you recall those experiences for the listeners?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to recall my first BIM project in the true sense of the word. I think back then, BIM was sort of just 3D, wasn't it? But yeah, the Buchan Group, they were early Revit adopters. That's where I started working part-time from my first year of university. And I guess, yeah, well, I could say that they were early adopters. I remember I was sitting next to, I was actually quite frustrated because I was colouring in CAD plans in Corel Draw. And, you know, for someone that didn't really know what they were looking at, it was a very difficult task. And I was sitting next to this Israeli guy. His name was Mordecai. And I said, that's it. You know, I've had enough. I can't keep coloring in, you know, these 2D drawings. I don't know what I'm doing. And he said, look at this program, you know. And he said, if I had known this program back in my university days, it would have changed everything. And he said, I'll talk to the directors, show you all you need to know enough about this, sort of, you know, help me out with that. And that sort of kick-started my 3D experience, I guess.
Fantastic. So we've got Mordecai to thank. So well done, Mordecai.
We do, yes. Yeah. I don't even know if he knows that.
Well, he had an instrumental role and he has a fantastic name. So well done, Mordecai. Yeah. Now, you seem to have moved around a fair bit in your career as well, which is great. Now, do you feel that it was important for you to work in various environments to get a feel for different project teams?
Yeah, I mean, I've moved around a fair bit. I think architecture as a degree is a lot about experience, and it's the people you work with, it's sort of where you live. And yeah, I mean, I guess my biggest move so far was down to Melbourne, you know, a couple of years ago, and that's sort of such a playground for architecture down there. And I was living with a couple of guys or a few guys from university, and helps you sort of get a really good grasp on, you know, one, what's happening in the industry and different companies, but you know, it also adds to that experience that you need.
Now, another good thing that helps you get a grasp of the industry is BrisBim, which has quickly took Australia by storm. It has been quite a big event, and obviously it spawned MelBim, which is obviously now the spin-off kind of sister event that took inspiration from BrisBim. And you're a committee member for BrisBim. It's really taken off, so congratulations on that. It's got a fantastic reputation. When were you approached by the team behind that to get involved?
I think they're probably going to get a bit miffed if you call them the spin-off, because they get sort of double the attendance of us, but I put that down to double the population down in Melbourne, so it works out about even. Yeah, no, Mark Cronin, who's, you know, the BIM overlord down at Pettlethorpe, which is just down the road from me, he was, I guess, behind that invite. I moved back from Melbourne, and I was looking for a job up in Brisbane and applied at Pettlethorpe and did some research on Mark after my interview or before my interview. I can't really remember. And I saw he was, you know, a founding member of BrisBim. And I thought, oh, it'll look good, you know, if I go along to the event. I might be able to talk to him and encourage him to give me a job. But it turns out anyway, he saw my name register, so all was well then. And he said a couple of the guys were leaving the committee and they wanted to sort of make it a tiny bit more formal by defining roles for people on the committee, and I was certainly more than happy to help out with that.
Brilliant, that's a nice little story. Did your research, well done. It's always important. Now, you help organising BrisBim. You also help out people with their Revit problems via your Reddit thread as well. How did that idea come about?